relaxing day out here on the harbor. It's so relaxing.
Well,
Let
earlier,
me.
Jeff, I said that, I was mad at you for sharing our
For
secret.
bringing this beautiful
Yeah,
weather out
yeah.
here?
No, for telling everybody about how awesome it is.
Yeah.
But obviously, we like to share that. And we really look forward to having you come out here.
And Mr. Mark Rassi, we appreciate you co-hosting as well.
Well,
being
you.
The chairman, you're the one of knowing all. So.
Oh, yes. I don't think so.
I want to ask you, though. People always wonder, and they always ask me. They come by here when we're setting up or whatever, and they want to know what this rock is hanging over here, over my shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
We're at the pilot's lounge right now on the porch.
Yeah.
And there's a rock hanging from a string.
Well, everybody, these pilots, and right above the rock, it has weather briefing. There's a sign there.
Oh, yeah.
So you asked earlier, you go, you must do a lot of weather briefings.
Yeah,
here.
I didn't notice that sign.
Because people were coming up and asking you about, what the weather was.
And I was
and of course, you're
why?
Like, what? Well, you look quite official.
Yeah.
And right next to this sign is this rock, and on the other side is the gauge. And of course, if it's wet, then it's raining. and if it's moving sideways, it's really windy.
This is really sophisticated.
It's high
stuff,
tech.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Who's joining us?
Well, I have Phil Meyer that we had talked to in our last segment, and now we have his son, Braden. And thanks for joining us, Braden. We wanted to talk to you. Tell us how long you've been coming to the seaplane base.
I've been coming to the seaplane base. This is my third year volunteering here. My first couple years, I did luggage, where we would take tents and whatnot from the planes, and we'd bring them to the campground. And sometimes we'd help the pilots set up their tents.
Well, that's awesome. So
how old are you, Braden?
I'm 13.
Okay, so since 10 years old, he's been doing that, huh?
Wow, I was 12, so you were started.
I've been
even
coming to
I
the
did.
Seaplane base for 3 years, but I first came to the EAA when I was 3, and one of the things that I remember from that is that it was one of the first years that the F-22 was here, and that it was really loud, and I hid in the museum most of the day.
Oh, yeah. It is pretty loud, by the way.
So do you look forward to coming back every year? I mean, is this a highlight of your year, do you think?
It is definitely one of the more
important.
It's one of the things I look forward to in this summer. Some things I like about it is that I get to meet a lot of nice people, a lot of new people every year, and I've always been fascinated with airplanes, so this is a good time to see a lot of airplanes.
So you are interested in possibly flying? Is that true?
I definitely would be.
You were sure asking me a lot of technical questions last night around the campfire. Of course, if you notice, I deflected them to others. But you came up with all the answers, is that right?
Yes, I did.
What was that for? What was that question?
I was working on my aviation merit badge, and yes, later that night I did finish it.
Oh, good for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll check it for the correct answers later.
So well, luggage transport.
So
is
that
what
was
doing,
what yeah. you used to do, you said. Now, what do you do this year?
This year I've done a little bit of everything. I have helped out on the pontoon docks, catching pontoons, handing out buttons, and doing paperwork.
So tell me about that, because people on the radio might not know what the pontoon, what does that mean, the pontoon boats? What do the pontoon boats do?
At the seaplane base, visitors can come and go on pontoon rides, and the pontoons go throughout the harbor, and there are some people that narrate what you can see in the harbor, and they also give you an interesting history lesson about the past of the seaplane base.
So do you do that as well? Have you done that?
I just got done narrating.
Okay, all right, so you do, and that's awesome. So the way I like to describe it, up at the airport, they have what's called the flight line, and above this flight, or beyond the flight line, are aircraft, and that's where people can get up close and personal to the aircraft. Well, our flight line is, 1,000 feet away, so it's hard for people to really get to experience those seaplanes. So what we do is we take them to our flight line by giving them the tour on the on the pontoon boats. And then, yes, the narrator, what I have experienced, though, is that there's always somebody on the boat that might be smarter than you in regard to aircraft. But they're really quite interested in the local area or the seaplane base or the farm or the lake or Oshkosh or et cetera. You don't have to memorize what kind of airplane that is or what year they added a window or anything like that, because I guarantee you somebody on that boat knows. So that's that's awesome. So in addition to the pontoons, I know that you help your dad out. So when he's not sitting around doing nothing, what do you do?
Earlier this week, when the sea base was very busy, we went out on a boat and started laying down some of the concrete blocks for more mooring lines. And him and a few other very helpful volunteers are training me on the towboats.
Oh, great.
So when you say towboat, again, people on the radio might not know what that means, because at an airport, they don't have any towboats. What does that mean? So how does it work here? You know, the airplane lands on the water, then what?
So after the airplane lands on the water, it is either towed or taxis into the lagoon, where it is then brought up to the dock, and if there's luggage and they're camping, it's unloaded and brought to the campground. Sometime they're refueled, and after that, there are ropes inside PVC pipes that are mounted onto the back of small boats, and there are loops on the end of the ropes, and those are put over cleats and around wheels on the front of the floats, and those are used to tow the planes out to mooring lines.
And that's awesome. So it's basically our tug.
Yeah.
For those that don't know. Yeah. And so we tug them out to the mooring field, and then we tie them down like you would out on a concrete ramp at an airport. And that's our facility out here.
I'm gonna say right now, just interject, I bet when Braden goes back to school in the fall, he has an incredible story for his first report. What did you do last summer?
Absolutely.
Nobody else is going to have this kind of stuff on their report, that's for sure.
So with that, have you ever been for a seaplane ride?
Yes, I have. I have gone on several different kinds of planes. I have ridden on a CB, a Mall, a Groom and Goose, and I've gone up on experimental Cubs several times.
We have to ask what his favorite is.
Now, careful. Before you answer, I'm just curious, was it a 1992 M7 235 Super Rocket on Whipline 3000 floats? Careful. You do work for me. Yes, volunteer. No, answer truthfully. That's fine.
Yes, I believe it was.
Oh, good answer.
Mostly because it was your plane.
Yeah, I think people probably could sense
all
that.
The seaplanes here are cool, though. You would have liked to ride on any of them, right?
Yeah.
Me too.
So as I'm looking out there, just, you know, I know it's hard to describe on the radio, but there's this, like, weird-looking Pillsbury Doughboy on a set of floats.
That guy was there last year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the name is Whippy.
Whipline, yeah.
Whipline floats. And they have their logo, basically, in real life 3D form. It's kind of cool. A lot of people initially were like, oh, I'm not so sure about this Whippy dude. But anyway, it's pretty cool. It's neat. So in addition to Whipline, as you mentioned, we also have some other sponsors that are here. Whipline is our presenting sponsor for the seaplane base. And, of course, they're a float manufacturer. But we also have to mention our tugs, our boats, and those boats are powered by Honda, and we have a great relationship with them that they provide the power for our boats. And then we have a lot of radios that we use amongst our volunteers. So we have our dock people, we have our departure coordinators, we have our chairman, we have a point which is similar to a Unicom at an uncontrolled airport, where basically they're just giving advisories of condition, wind speed, and wave height, and et cetera. And then they will manage the aircraft as they come from the big lake through our narrow lagoon entrance to come into a dock and give them the dock assignments. And ICOM Radio provides those radios for
okay,
us.
Great.
So those sponsors really make it our life easy. In addition, if you do come out, we have our vendors that includes Whip Air and Whipline Floats and Honda and Seaplane Pilots Association. We have Park Rapids and Aerosette floats and Lamar floats. We have Sea Ray, and we have Flying Fish. And
Flying Fish is a flying club, right?
It is a flying club, and it's located just adjacent to the Seaplane Pilots Association tent over here. Great people, and they were a part of our parade of flight, and that was really fun to do this year. Did you get to see that at all?
I didn't, no.
We had 10 airplanes that we brought from the lagoon and got them airborne. We got in, not formation, but in unison, and we had to time it to be over the end of the airport within 1 minute of the time that they allocated for us. And all reports are that it went perfect. Oh. And, of course, we had calm water. We have Samaritan Aviation and then Emily Wiley and Wiley Art and Glory Anderson Photography. So
That's
we
great.
Have quite a few vendors.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I hate to say it, but that wraps up another year of on the fly for me here at the Seaplane Base. And it's been wonderful, as usual.
I know your crew is staying out here, Watermelon Social.
Looking for the Watermelon Social.
Awesome.
We organized our tickets early, thanks to you. But I encourage people, if they want to do that, to get their tickets early on in the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Adventure. J-Mont G, that wraps up 2019 on the fly, and it's been a great one. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next year for the big 2020. It's a big one. J-Mont G, you're listening to EA Radio.